This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President Trump signed an order to resume acceptance of refugees on a lower cap of 45,000, but the administration said refugees from 11 countries would get 90 days of extra screening, but refused to name the countries. From other sources, there appear to be Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Mali, North Korea, Somalia, South Sudan, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Researchers have found that employment and wages in states like Arizona, where apprehension by immigration officers surged, did no better in states where apprehensions changed little, like Delaware, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Wages may have even gone down, they found. The Labor Department is seeking to revise a tip rule that likely would rescind 2011 regulations that prohibited employers from redistributing tips to non-tipped employees, even if the tipped workers already received the full minimum wage. SEIU, the country's largest union, fired Caleb Jennings, the head of Fight for 15 in Chicago, after an internal investigation into sexual harassment. The head of the movement's Detroit outpost, Mark Raleigh, was placed on administrative leave. Jennings' firing follows the resignation of Fight for 15 architect Scott Courtney from his role as the union's executive vice president. Last week, SEIU President Mary Kay Henry suspended Courtney as part of an ethics investigation related to his marriage to another union staffer. Legendary Antoine Fats Domino passed away in New Orleans at 89 years old. Fats was famous for hits in the 50s and 60s and had a large impact on early rock and roll. The Daily Beast reported that Cambridge Analytica, one of Trump's data firms in the election, had emailed Julian Assange looking for copies of more than 30,000 emails that were deleted from Hillary Clinton's private server and never publicly released. Mrs. Clinton has said the emails are personal in nature. Julian Assange says that he refused the request. The FCC announced an intention to roll back rules that prevent ownership of a newspaper and broadcast station in the same market. The rules were created to prevent an individual or organization from having outsized influence over public opinion. Republican Speaker of Texas House, who has prevented far-right efforts on labor and women's rights, indicated he would resign rather than run again. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.